I'm really excited to be able to spend like the Saturday afternoon just being able to connect yoga to basically the gym. So guys can really understand that these are really not even two separate things. They're like really one thing that you can incorporate yoga into your fitness routine and fitness into your yoga routine. And as you know, not in a way that like waters down yoga, and it doesn't water down the fitness. It just gets them to be like, oh, okay, I can see how these two things fit together.
Welcome to Guys Talking Yoga, a podcast created to help inspire men to consider the practice of yoga by sharing the stories and paths of other guys. Today's guest is my good pal, Johnny Gillespie. Johnny's the founder of Empowered Wellness Yoga Studio in Wilmington, Delaware. And in this conversation, we talk about yoga retreats. Why aren't there more yoga retreats for guys or more guys doing them? We also talk about Johnny's upcoming men's focus retreat at the Kripalu Resort in Western Mass, the first weekend in February, February 2nd through 4th, called The Way of the Empowered Man, which is going to be all focused on the principles and techniques for using yoga and fitness together for just overall well-being and health. He's going to get into some science-based practices and tips. He's going to get into a lot of breath work, meditation, some yoga principles. Anyhow, I'm going to this retreat. I've got a bunch of other guys coming as well, and I highly recommend you consider checking it out and jumpstarting your practice. Well, Johnny, great to see you, man, and welcome back to the show.
Always a pleasure to talk with you, Derek. Always.
So, you know, you mentioned to me a while back that you were doing or considering a men's yoga retreat, and I thought that was a fantastic idea. There's just not many of those offerings out there.
Yeah.
So I wanted to get you on to talk about what you're doing in February up at Kripalu, but I also want to get your thoughts on, you know, why a yoga retreat for guys is needed.
Yeah. I mean, you know, what I started teaching yoga in the year 2000. So, you know, it's been 23 years of teaching yoga amongst teaching other things. And statistically, 75% of the room is female, if not more. You know, sometimes when I teach, it's all women. And because I'm a man and we have a lot of male teachers, there's a fair amount of men that do come into our studio, and people will constantly comment, there's a lot of guys in the room. Like, what's up with that? I'm like, well, I'm a guy. So like guys. And I just think that during the pandemic, I had some friends ask me, not even ask me, they urged me to start working with men.
Yep.
They just said, you know, Johnny, we're losing our men. Like, men are drowning. There's plenty of outlets for women. And I don't know who said it, but somebody said a lot of men are living a quiet life of desperation.
Yep.
And it's just so the universe is calling me to work with men, and I love men, you know, like not like that love men, but you know, I love men. Like I love human beings, and I love being able to teach guys the ins and outs of yoga without all the fluff and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, I love that Thoreau quote, and it's spot on. I remember when I first came across that probably in high school or college, I thought about the quiet desperation of maybe not picking the correct career path, you know, like dreading going to work, but it's actually way more multidimensional and, more important, the fact that a lot of guys are in these desperate ruts.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of reasons for why they got there and how they got there. Mm. And there's a lot of ways and a lot of doors and paths for getting out of that. And I'm 100% with you, man. I think this is very timely and much overdue in creating a program and a weekend for guys who just want to learn to explore this stuff and not feel like they're walking in a room full of women.
Yeah. And I think you just said it too, Dare. It's like ruts, you know, like how do I get out of a rut? Well, I have a yoga practice. Like that's how I get out of ruts. You know what I mean? Like I have practices that get me out of ruts. It's like, I we all get into ruts, and it's like, and when you don't have a way of getting yourself out of a rut, then you basically learn, you start living in a rut.
Yep.
And I think that's the Thoreau quote, the quiet life of desperation. Because guys don't know where to go. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to get out of ruts.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I was just reading Thich Nhat Hanh's book, The Heart of the Buddha's Teaching. which is not my everyday read on Monday morning. Usually it's my Wall Street Journal or what's happening with the market or the economy or just crisis in general. But there was a quote in there about, you know, like the worst kind of suffering is suffering and not knowing why you're suffering and not being able to identify it. And I think, listen, you know, as you know well, like it takes time to develop that sense of agency and the antenna to know you're suffering, right? I mean, some guys might just feel, just be suffering, but actually not being able to connect with it. And then the idea of like, why are they suffering? How are they suffering? And you know, it's not, you know, I think for me, and maybe you the same way, it's like, there are moments where, you know, if you're just feeling in a rut, rolling out the yoga mat and just starting to move around is going to take you someplace. And that's going to start giving you some kind of insight.
Yeah. And I think for a lot of guys too, it's like some of the ways that they used to get themselves out of ruts are like no longer really working.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, you start getting into your 40s and 50s and it's like, yeah, I used to go out and do a run, or maybe I'd go blow off some steam and throw some beers back with the boys. And these things stop really working, and they stop working because they're not really the right tool to get yourself out of a rut. They just kind of give you a little relief, and then you kind of find yourself back in a rut again.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, more often than not, I've gone to have a cocktail or a beer, and it's at least once, rarely only one, it's at least two, but even the next day I regret the second or even the first. And I find that, whatever rut or mood made me want to have a drink, now your rut is just a different rut. So you're right. Like the ways of us trying to figure out how to get out of the rut are becoming less and less healthier options. And so I love where you're taking this. So what are your plans for this retreat in February up at Kripalu? And tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I think, I mean, just the title in and of itself, you know, the way of the empowered man. I mean, our brand has been Empowered Yoga since 2005. And then now it's the Empowered Wellness Studio. And we have a whole program around the process of empowerment. But, you know, I think with all retreats that I've run, I've been running them since 2002 or 2003, I think I started. And I think I've run probably close to 30 retreats through the years. So it's always starting off with what is the basic perspective? You know, what's the view? And so we'll establish that on Friday night. And then throughout the weekend, what we'll be doing is we'll be doing movement practices. People will be learning breathing techniques and really kind of almost like overall life strategies, looking at our wellness wheel and the 10 components that make up somebody's wellness. And then just genuine connection, you know, with other guys. I mean, nothing, you know, overly touchy or feely, because I'm not really a touchy or feely kind of guy, you know, but just pragmatic sharing on kind of where we are, where we would like to be. And then what are the practices? I mean, what are things that we need to really put energy and agency into our lives to be able to start kind of being able to move our life in more of an empowered place, which really has a lot to do with agency, agency and gratitude. That's where research is right now on being able to create a more empowered existence.
So let me go back to a couple of basics. This is up at Kripalu, which is a resort in Western Mass. The retreat is the first weekend of February, which I don't know, because you might be an optimistic Eagles fan, is the one weekend between the conference championships and the Super Bowl. So I'm not sure if that was done by design, Johnny.
Absolutely.
But it's basically, it's absolutely.
It's a non-football, weekend because I'm a big football guy. So you know,
Giants fan, I've already given up on the playoffs. So we'll see what happens. But tell us a little bit about what is Kripalu? Like, you know, what is that place all about?
You know, Kripalu, I believe, has been around as Kripalu, I think, in the 70s. But it was an old Jesuit monastery. And it's a really, really neat retreat place where you can go, where you can, you know, it's in the Berkshires, so it's beautiful, beautiful nature. And, you know, where you can go and you can eat healthy food for a weekend. You know, you can learn, you can rest, you can do practices that are going to make you feel better and hopefully have some insight into the nature of your life and also some direction on really where you would like to take your life. And you can connect with a lot of like just like-minded people that are also, you know, traveling on this path that we call life and looking to, you know, just connecting with people that are trying to move their life forward. So it's a beautiful place and it's a beautiful experience. I can't say enough of good stuff about Kripalu.
Yeah, I've been up there twice. Once was in the summer of 2018, and then when the other time was the retreat you did in late June of this year. And you know, one of the things I appreciate about Kripalu is that, you know, it's priced pretty well for what you get. I mean, it is not a 5-star Marriott resort where there's a whole bunch of concierge service and, you know, extra amenities, but it's got everything you need. It's got great food. Mm-hmm. I love how the fact that the breakfasts are silent, so you're not allowed to talk. So there's no forced conversation with anyone. And for guys, it can't get better than that. They're not having to talk to people in the morning.
Yeah.
But also great healthy choices with food. You know, there's a streamlined feeling in there. And obviously the certain rooms that you can choose have various different degrees of amenities and that kind of thing. But what I appreciate about it is that, as you say, it's a place you could rest too. There's plenty of places to sit between your sessions and just zone out and look at the horizon and just disconnect. And I think for guys, this is a kind of retreat experience, even just the physics of the physical aspects of the building and the energy, where you can kind of just do your own thing. And I think Kripalu offers all of the ways to explore some of this stuff, even outside of your sessions. So, you know, that's one of the things that gets me psyched about it. And quite frankly, I don't know if Kripalu is aware of it, but there'll probably be a bonfire that first week in February.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's a trash can in the back of the parking lot. But anyhow, the idea is that you can feel very relaxed up there and be yourself and do your own thing.
Yeah, and I would say one other thing too, Derek, and I just had this insight as you were saying that. I would say like over 90-95% of the people that I've ever taken on retreat have never been on retreat. Like in all the retreats. Most people are like, well, what's a retreat and what's that all about? And you know, and a lot of times like the fear of the unknown just keeps people from doing it.
Yeah.
And I would say like 95% of people, when they get done, they're like, I need to do this like every year.
Totally.
And
totally.
I'm like, absolutely. Like as a species, we've been retreating for thousands, millions of years, just taking a retreat from our life and then seeing if we can gain a little bit of a perspective on our life. And so a retreat is like, it's like brushing your teeth. It's an essential part of being a human being that you retreat. And that you have this experience that allows you to move forward in your life in a more informed and purpose-driven way.
Yeah. One thing that I appreciate about a retreat is that it allows you to get a little bit further involved with your practice, whatever that practice is, meditation, mindfulness, yoga. You know, you can do a yoga class here and there in your local town, your local studio, but to drop in for like, you know, call it 72 hours or whatever it is, and be around other people that have that same intention or curiosity or desire to be there. And, you know, like you said, some new folks are probably still wondering, like, when does this get weird or when does this get to a place where I'm not as comfortable? Yeah. And then they realize by the end, they're like, that was pretty cool. I got to totally do this again. So I think from a practitioner standpoint, it's a huge help. What have you seen for people who are new to yoga or have a sort of modest baseline experience? How does the retreat help them turn the corner in their practice or really find a way to get comfortable with it and get more involved?
That's a great question, Derek. Is I think regardless of what your experience is, it allows you to kind of bring down, and I think that I'm pretty good at this, it brings down all the walls of what you think yoga really is. And I'm really excited to be able to spend like the Saturday afternoon just being able to connect yoga to basically the gym.
Yeah.
And kind of how does what I might be doing in the gym or maybe little routines that I'm doing at home, how does that incorporate with yoga? And because this is really the essence of my 28-year career, they fit symbiotically within one another. And I feel like I have the gift of being able to make it kind of seamless so guys can really understand that these are really not even two separate things. They're like really one thing that you can incorporate yoga into your fitness routine and fitness into your yoga routine. And as you know, not in a way that like waters down yoga. It doesn't water it down. And it doesn't water down the fitness. It just gets them to be like, oh, okay, I can see how these two things fit together. So I'm really excited to be able to help guys with that.
Yeah, and I've said this before. I think you're right. You are a great person to be leading this kind of retreat and integrating those things. Because I've always felt like in the times that I've visited Empowered Wellness in Wilmington, there's such a great intersection and harmony between the fitness routines that you develop and incorporating that in the yoga practice, particularly the sequencing class. I'm blanking on the name of it.
Stationary sequence.
Yeah. I love it. So by the way, back to the way of the empowered man. You know, I know that you've got, and we'll have notes around the podcast and links to Kripalu to be able to sign up. But for those of you who are curious about this from this conversation, you know, Kripalu is accessible by flying in the Hartford Bradley Airport, or you could fly into LaGuardia or JFK. It's about a 3-hour drive from New York. If you're anyone in the Northeast area, it's worth coming out and checking out to explore and get away. And I think you're going to meet, I know you're going to meet, because I already know a bunch of guys, including myself, who are signed up to go check this out. You're going to meet some great guys who probably have their own level of their practice. Some are probably pretty darn new. And some probably have an evolved practice. I think you're going to meet men who have already an openness and intention for being there. And so therefore, they're going to be easy guys to hang out with up there. And everyone's coming with the stuff that they're working on. So it's not like everyone here is perfectly zen because they've been doing yoga. Everyone's got their thing they're sorting on. So principles and techniques, you know, for general health and wellness. I know you're going to have a lot of science-backed techniques and things that you'll integrate with the breathing and the mindfulness and the yoga. And I think the whole curriculum sounds great, and I'm fired up for it. Johnny, any other thoughts that or offerings you want to share with this group on why they should consider this particular retreat and or retreats in general?
I think retreats in general is essential. So I'm just going to leave it at that. You know, retreating periodically is essential part of life. This specific retreat is, obviously really geared towards guys and really being able to help guys kind of get over that hump, whatever that hump might kind of be in their life, and to really start to kind of bring down the walls of really understanding what yoga truly is and how essential it is to men's health and how really easy it can be to begin or to enhance an existing yoga practice.
I love it. The Way of the Empowered Man. First weekend of February up at Kripalu in Western Mass. I think it's Stockbridge. Either way, we'll clean it up in the notes. Johnny, great to see you, man.
Yeah.
And I'm so psyched that you're doing this, and thank you for putting this together for all of us.
I appreciate you, Derek. Thank you.
All right. See you, pal.
See you, bud.